New state laws are taking effect this month, including an increase in the minimum wage to $10.40 in upstate. In addition, New York's new paid family leave program is now in effect. The program will allow workers to get paid a portion of their earnings while they take time off to tend to a new child or sick relative. Cicero Assemblyman Al Sturpe says the program will keep people in work, which helps all New Yorkers in the long run.
If they have to take that unpaid, it really causes a problem. They don't end up going back to work. They end up on Medicaid, food stamps, all sorts of government handouts. So in this way, we're able to stabilize those families, make sure they at least have enough to keep going during these periods of time.
Greg Barilla is executive director of Unshackle Upstate, which represents chambers of commerce and trade associations across upstate. He says many businesses see the paid family leave program as another concerning employer mandate.
There's been a real lot of confusion amongst employers, particularly small employers, on how exactly to implement that to make sure they're in compliance with the new state mandate.
Both the new minimum wage and paid family leave program benefits will continue to increase gradually over the next few years.